Now, clearly, you have a great deal of information and knowledge at your disposal. First of all, you have an understanding of how the human brain works. You have an understanding of the etherical body, which is that which is termed the grid. The grid's program lies in light, in the light body. It is the electrical impulses that stimulate the brain, but it lies in the light body. The memory of it is in the brain. So we could say that your light body personality is gridlocked. Now, you have that understanding also clearly. You've had some experiences of analogical mind and binary mind. You understand this and this and this process. What you haven't come to understand is that nothing is the place you want to reach. Because if you can take a singular thought into nothing, it will manifest as its singular, multidimensional reality form. So, what I can teach you in terms of talking, I will do to the greatest of my ability as far as your language and your grid and that 10% knowing will allow. The rest of the teaching is going to be through sheer experience, just doing something that I have you put together. In doing it, simply, without questioning it, just doing it will bring about a manifestation of an unknown dimensional thing or an unknown known memory. Now, you can know about a tree. I'm using this as an example, don't you know? You can know about the tree in three-dimensional terms. You can understand a bit of its scientific cosmology. Then when you experience the tree binary in life, then you see it as a fourth-dimensional entity because it's moving in the wind. So it has time. Now, the other dimensions to the tree are hidden. And why are they hidden? Because you have explored to the ultimate of your capacity. No matter if you hew the tree in two and study its parts, you will still only gain four dimensions about the tree. You must become it analogically to understand all of its dimensions. Now, this is the genius mind. This is consciousness spurred on through inspiration to become and produce, to become brain-wise in producing a genius mind. Mind is the byproduct of consciousness on the brain. So, if analogical becoming something affords all of its other dimensions, then the art, the masterful art of analogical mind is first and foremost and the key of focus in learning everything there is to know. You could spend the next 7 years with me and we would experience the known universe together. I would set out the path and course and you would become it. I could set out path and course of things that you've never thought of and you could explore them. So in order to become a dimensional mind, you have to be an analogical mind. You have to possess that ability. What kind of mind?
Analogical.
In order to possess an analogical mind, you have to have what faculty?
Focus.
Provides a greater understanding. So, a tree known in its seventh dimension can only be known from the fifth on as an analogical one experience. Now, to understand an equation, you have to become it analogically. And if you become it analogically, you know all of the information that created the equation. That is a dimensional mind. And that takes it to here, smears it onto the brain, is prepared for it, manifests it in destiny. So now we have something more than a 90% negative human being. We have a dimensional mind, a mind that has the capacity to measure dimensions with known criteria and unknown criteria. So, are you willing to go along with the teaching for the rest of this week in just preparation and doing?
Yes.
Experiencing?
Yes.
If all that this event garners unto you is the ability to become something other than yourself and know it, then I have added to you a great key in your manifested destiny, especially those of you who have just come from Great Assay 4. Because now if you can take this and become this added to what you have just expressed, then we are certainly moving beyond the human capacity for dimensional change and the human capacity for unknown thought, aren't we? Yes.